He kept his usual neat record of what was done to resistors. About 20 whippings with fine rattan. 20 to 30 whippings with electrical wire. Stuffing with water. He claimed later that he had hated running the prison. He had tried to get sent to the industry ministry instead. It was not the torture that troubled him, though he tried to play that down, nor was it the deaths. He did not see those. The slit throats, the hoe severing the neck, happened elsewhere. His sleep was untroubled by his victims' faces. What bothered him was that S-21 was meant to be a tool to find out truth, or so he had convinced himself. Yet perhaps 60% of each confession was false, and perhaps 80% of those he sent to death did not oppose the regime. He knew this at the time. Everyone knew it, Ankar included. No one dared say it for sheer fear. He got through the days, he said later, by quoting Alfred de Vigny, "Energetically perform your long and heavy task on the path to which fate has called you, then suffer and die without a word." To poetry he could add another salve, complete identification with the revolutionary struggle. He had fallen for communism Chinese style at the Institut de Pédagogie, teacher training college. That promise of progress and change was irresistible. By the early 1970s, he was in the maquis with the Khmer Rouge, learning to fight for a democratic Kampuchea that would be agrarian, classless, and untainted by the West.